Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Let's Talk About Love. Sister Paige, why you sound like that? You know what? I'm trying to practice saying my words a little more slowly and more clearly. Hallelujah. Because sometimes I get very excited when I speak. And people tell me that the Geechee comes out. That's what they call it in our traditional culture down here in the Southland on my daddy's side of the family. The Geechee, the gullah come out. It's like I'm talking Spanish, but I'm really talking English, but I'm talking so fast because I'm so excited about what I'm saying. That amen. That's been passed down. Hallelujah. But I want to be clear in what I'm saying, and I'm bubbling over with excitement, so I'm trying to practice. I ain't say it's going to work for long, but I'm trying to practice how to speak clearly and with precision and accuracy and a little more slowly. So welcome to Let's Talk About Love. It is my honor, privilege, and blessing to be here with you tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Listen, God is doing great things. Hallelujah. And you ought to be happy that he's called you to be a part of his plan. I don't care what situation you're looking at right now. I said you're still part of God's plan. Now it's up to you what side you want to be on in the plan. Oh! Glory to God. I said it's up to you to make a decision about whose side you're going to be on in the plan. Let me tell you a little bit of something about the plan. In this divine plan of God, there are two sides. Yes, sir, Jesus. There's good, and then there's evil. Glory to God. There's righteousness, then there's unrighteousness. There's light, glory to God, and then there's darkness. And so we have a decision to make. In fact, the word of God tells us it behooves us, choose ye this day whom you're going to serve. You have to make a decision on it, and we ain't got all day either. Let me explain something to you. The hour, oh God, it's growing late. It's growing late. Jesus told us to work while it is day, for the night soon cometh where no man can work. Y'all hear me say this all the time. You don't even have to turn the news on. You can feel the shift in the atmosphere. And if you're in prayer, yes, you'll know by the Holy Ghost something is a brewing. My Jesus, there's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this way. And if your soul is not anchored in Jesus, so you will surely drift away. Yeah, yeah, that's part of what he's releasing in the atmosphere, warning. My God, an alarm is being sounded. Yeah, but it's an alert for the saints. Get in position, prepare your heart. My God, rend your heart and not your garment, because I'm getting ready to enlarge my people. I'm getting ready to make a deposit in you so big. Oh, God, I wish I would really come on here. Hallelujah to God. Keep letting them push you. Keep letting them press you on the potter's wheel. He's preparing you for greatness. Yeah, he is. Hallelujah. These end times ain't about this gloom and doom and oh, nobody knows. No! Hallelujah. It's high time for the saints of the Most High God, because daddy soon is going to come and get us. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, Messiah. But before he does it, oh, God, you have to reach your destiny. It is his divine plan for you to receive your inheritance, for you to walk in the fullness of the power, yeah, that he's ordained for your life. Aren't you excited about that? Let me talk to the ones that are looking for miracles. Yeah, where are you at tonight? Has somebody been praying to the Lord? Say, Lord, I know you're able to make the dead get up. Oh, my God. I ain't talking about just dead in the spirit. I'm talking about physical bodies getting up out the coffin. Y'all don't want to have no church. Oh, limbs growing back. The blind, oh, 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 God. Right in front of you receiving their sight. Instantly. Oh, y'all don't want to go here. Piercings closing up right at the altar. Oh, 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 God. Oh, God. I said miracles, signs and wonders is what God is getting ready to release. And he's preparing you for it. Hallelujah.
That's why you can't look at these dark times and get all caught up. Don't get entangled. Don't get discouraged. Stay on your face. Listen to what Daddy has to say about what's going on here. Stay in your word. Oh! He's fixing to move in a mighty way. Yeah, he is. How? I said, you're part of that plan. Seko. Yeah, but I'm going to say again, you got to make up your mind which side you're going to be on. The time for lukewarmness is, come on here, long past overdue. Ain't you sick and tired of getting beat up by the devil? Aren't you tired of missing out on your blessing? Aren't you tired of blessings flopping, passing all over you? Come on here. Into your coma, Moshe. Aren't you tired of being on a, oh God, on a seesaw, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down? Come on here. Oh, make a choice. Stand for the, oh God, stand for the Lord, stand for Jesus. Let's go to Matthew 9 tonight. Let's go to Matthew 9 tonight. Hey, hey, glory to God. Let's go to Matthew 9. We're going to read verses 20 through 22. Again, I welcome you to Let's Talk About Love. So glad you could be here tonight with me to share in the Word of God and for us to agree with the Lord. Come on. Co-laboring with the Holy Ghost, cooperating with Him. Hallelujah. So that He can use us. Amen. To be the vessels unto honor. Come on. Sanctified and meet for the Master's use so that the kingdom agenda of our Father can be accomplished in, by, and through Jesus Christ. Hey, hey, hey. Woo, isn't he sweet? Yes, he is. Matthew 9, 20 through 22. I'm going to read King James, and then we're going to flip over to Amplified Version. I just want to get some goodies out of what the Lord is trying to say to us tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. King James Version reads like this. And behold a woman. Nothing against you, brothers. We're not talking about male or female here, per se, but we're going to stick with what the Bible is speaking about this particular woman. He's using her story to speak to all of us. Amen. Male or female. And behold, a woman which was diseased, with an issue of blood. With an issue of blood, 12 years. Now, can we go back for a minute? There was this woman. She was diseased. Can I share something with you? It's one thing for you to have a cold. That's one thing. Oh, God, I see you tonight. But it's another thing for you to have an illness, something chronic going on. This thing wearing you out day in, day out. You have to go back and forth. I wish I would come on here. Get somebody to really understand what the Lord is trying to do with us tonight. You've been dealing with this thing that has been causing you upset, not only physically, but emotionally and mentally and financially and, come on, even spiritually, socially. You've been going through it. This thing has been tormenting you, vexing you, causing you dis-ease. They call Nama. It's one thing to not feel well for a minute because the sinus season and the pollen is getting to us. That's one thing. But it's another thing to have a disease whereby you need treatment, and sometimes doctors ain't even got a cure for what you got. Y'all don't want to talk. Hallelujah. Or you got to keep going back and forth, back and forth, taking all type of pharmaceutical prescriptions and things, most of which mess up some other part of your body that the medicine wasn't even intended to try to help fix. And then the doctors still don't know what they're doing because they experimenting on lab rats and things. Wow! Lord, help us! 12 years! Come on, Shandaba! Some of y'all tonight, some of us, have been diseased, they call Mamansi, with mental trauma. Come on. We've been hurt and wounded so bad. And then we can't even get no help, my God. Some of the stuff you've been through, you can't go to no church, folk. Come on here. You can't go to the church and testify about what happened to you. They'll call the loony bin on you themselves. So saved, so sanctified. Yeah. There's some stuff that you've gone through even this last week. Come on up in here and be honest. My God, you've been going through it this listening, keep resurfacing. We are the people of God that really want deliverance. This demon been battling you in your bed at night. Come on up in here tonight. You can't even sleep because of the torment, because of the oppression. And you're still pressing your way, trying to do what's right to get some help. Going to counseling, God is talking to somebody. You done been to psychiatrist. Going to talk therapy. My God, even taking prescription meds, ain't nothing wrong with it if that's the course you got to take. Listen, drink the cup that's set before you, because after Gethsemane must come Golgotha, and then you're getting up with victory. In Jesus' name. But as far as this disease goes, this thing, you've been battling for a long time. Generational curses. You try to get away from certain tendencies and addictions and habits and things, but this thing keep on diseasing you. It keep riding you. Issue of blood. This woman was bleeding to death. My God, she was hemorrhaging, bleeding nonstop. My God, help your bride tonight, because the body of Christ in many ways is bleeding and hemorrhaging. Now listen, I'm not talking about traditional four walls. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the body of Christ, beat, battered, and torn because of great warfare. My God, growing weary and well-doing, bleeding, because of the issues that we face in this world, the persecution, the turmoil. My God, I'm going to talk to some people that's really suffering for the sake of Christ. And I need to remind you tonight that, he said after you've suffered a while, he will strengthen, establish, and settle you. The while you're going through right now, there's been some bleeding. This woman had a very peculiar predicament because her bleeding caused other problems. Let me talk to the ladies for a minute. We know what it's like to have our monthly, right? We grown-ups, we can talk in the Holy Ghost. Come on. Hallelujah. And we know what it's like how you have to make extra effort to be extra, extra cautious with what you wear and how you handle yourself, even concerning hygiene. Come on, Monso. And it's not just an issue of a monthly release of blood, because of menstruation. There are other parts of the female system, that are affected. The woman's emotions. Ask a husband who has a wife that goes through PMS. Lord Jesus. There are other things that are affected. Hormones are haywire. There are others who, because of their menstruation, the menstruation triggers off and sets off crises in other areas. Sickle cell, if they have that, or lupus, or come on up in here tonight. Jesus, heal fibromyalgia, please, in the name of Jesus. So that issue, this one particular issue, can affect so many other things in so many other areas. I can imagine that she was probably depressed because she wasn't allowed, really, because of the law of Moses. To be around other people, she would have been stoned to death. That was to be her case. Come on. When you had any issue, disease, any deformities or what have you, you had to be quarantined. You were considered unclean, just like them lepers. But look at what happened. She had this issue. Jesus was in town. Lord, help me. Jesus, he was in town. The Bible says this woman came behind him. Lord. We don't get into a real exposition about or that she went through some gospel version, say that she went to all these doctors and spent all her money. Some of you are doing the same thing, trying to lose weight, spending all your money. See, this ain't big enough, this ain't small enough. You want to nip and tuck? I'm talking to somebody. Self-esteem is shot. My God, spending all this money on cosmetics and Mary Kay and padded butts and everything else. Come on, up in here. Wow, this isn't about your physical looks. It's about that spirit of low self-esteem and rejection and self-rejection and the fear of rejection. Wow. King Jesus, our precious Savior, yeah. The word says this woman came in, she came up behind him and touched, oh God, the hem of his garment. Amplified says she came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment. Hey, let's go to the Message version. It says she was hemorrhaging for 12 years and she slipped in. I like that because she didn't make a show of what she was doing. She ain't just come up behind him. Hey, Jesus. No. She slipped in. Yeah, bobo. Hoping not to be seen or found out. Oh, Lord, please help us. Remind me of Nicodemus, who went to Jesus at night. He ain't want nobody to know that he was going to talk to the master. But he was determined to get what he needed to get. So he went to Jesus incognito. Yow! Every now and then, you got to go in secret. My God, please help me. Every now and then, you can't tell everybody about your disease. You got to go to Jesus in secret. Go ahead, child. Go ahead. Slip into your secret closet. Slip on in while hubby is sleeping. Slipping while the children are doing their homework. Slip in the closet and go to touch Jesus. The word says he slipped in from behind and lightly touched his robe. We found out through research and studying that garment was a talit. My God, what she touched, my God, is what is called the zitzit. And in the hallelujah, Jesus was fulfilling the word of God that said he would come. The Son of Man would arrive with healing in his wings. She knew that if she could get to Jesus, my Lord, she would be made whole. And the Bible says, this is what she thought to herself, if I can just put a finger, I don't even have to put my whole hand on him. If I could just put my finger, if I could just put my finger on his robe, I'm going to get my healer today. Lord Jesus, we hear your carrying call tonight. It's a clarion call to slip back in into the closet. Somebody done left their posture. You done left your position in prayer. And the Lord says, I'm just looking for somebody that want to touch my heart. Yeah! I need somebody that want to reach all the way out in their faith and touch me. Oh, God. The Bible says Jesus turned and caught her. I just dare to believe. The Bible's not just speaking about how he caught what she was doing. He wrapped up that disease. And in the ocean of the Babosa, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, it was incinerated. Yes, my Lord. He not only caught her in the physical, but he caught her intimacy in the mamando, in the spirit. The other version, the other gospel says that when Jesus felt that power go out of him, he asked this question, who touched me? Yeah! I wonder if you could answer. It's me, Lord. It's me, Lord. It was me. It was me, Babosha. I had to cry. Oh, Lord. I had to let go of some friends in order to touch you. Yeah! I was criticized. My Lord. I was left alone, abandoned. In order for me to touch you, it cost me some things. Yeah! I done spent all I had. Oh, my Lord. My God, had my heart broken. Yes, Jesus. But it's all right. Have people tell me it don't take all of that. Who do you think you are? You unclean. You ain't got no right here. You don't fit in our club. You ain't got no PhD. Yeah! I had to slip in, Jesus. Oh, Lord. I had to go beyond my comfort. Yeah! In order to touch your heart, I told them I didn't want to sell no more chicken sandwiches in the church. I'm sick of the marches. Lord Jesus, I sat myself down because I knew it wasn't right what they were doing, and I needed to get my own heart right. And I was ostracized, but as long as I can hear you ask me, who touched me? It's all right. I got to touch your heart, God. And that emotion, though, it's more than just a song. It's more than church attendance. It's more than singing on the choir. More than wearing white. More than sitting on the mother's board. He don't care how long you've been in the church. He's not concerned with your position. He's not fancied with your title. He just want to know, where are you, Peter? Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? If you love me, keep my commandments. Keep my word. Become one with my word. Be one with me. An intimate relationship. Not ritual. Not religion. Not because daddy and mom and them said, but because you desire a personal one-on-one with God. The time has long been far spent for you, beloved, to live beneath your privilege in God. Explain what I mean. There are yet souls out here today that don't believe that God speaks. There are yet souls that don't believe that Holy Ghost will come in your room and sit down next to you on the bed. And now you know if they don't believe that, they certainly don't believe, come on up in here tonight, in divine healings and miracles. As a matter of fact, there are some demon spirits with doctrine that have gone out and said that miracles are not for today. So my question to them, God bless you, in Jesus' name, and save you and really deliver you from that, amen, from that thinking, from that error, from that false doctrine. If that be the case, then why are you here still in the earth, alive and breathing? You yourself are a miracle. Come about, Shandaba. You ain't getting it by yourself. You're not living from day to day on your own breath. Hallelujah. Every good thing that is happening to you is because of God. Rebakai. Do you know how many people, Heredi Oshando, is living in this earth, and they have to live in a bubble because they can't breathe regular air like you and I? Reshekoma. For them to be outside of containment would kill them. And you got the nerve to tell me, miracles are not for today. Oh, Jesus. Deliver us from evil. It's evil to even consider it, to even let it cross your mind. And I know the devil's trying to do that with the saints. Well, suppose this ain't real. Baby, listen here, listen here. You better start a mirror ministry. Order your call, Baba. Listen, you're going to Baba. You don't need no 501c3 for that. You don't need no license. You don't need the business approval. Listen, God already gave you your ministry tool, your mirror. And if you ain't got one, please go get one. Or write me, Sister Paige, would you please sew a mirror into my life so I can start my mirror ministry? All you got to do is go look. Oh, give him praise. Because every time you look, you're looking at a miracle. Hallelujah. God wants his people in a deeper place of intimacy. Yes, you felt goosebumps yesterday. Hallelujah. I love it. Hear me? I love to feel the presence of God. I love to be in his presence. You know why? That's where there's the fullness of joy. That's why the enemy fights us to keep us from getting there. He tried to keep us on patty cake prayer. It's over. Do you hear me? I said, it's over. It's time for us to be moved up, and God is calling us up. He wants a people whose desire, is righteousness. You hunger after it. You thirst after it. And everything you do, your conscience is constantly being weighed in the balance before God. You're starting to think more now about something before you do it. As a matter of fact, God has moved you to a place now where you seek him on everything. Lord, is it the right color shoe for the day? Oh, yeah. He's that concerned. He's that intimate. There's a difference in me touching someone's hand and receiving what they have for me versus.
Praise the Lord. The devil is a liar. I will repeat what I just said in Jesus' name. There is a distinct difference between you touching someone's hand and you're touching someone's heart. I can shake hands with folk all day. That don't mean I know them. And we got, listen, God is calling us past touchy-feely with him. Is that all right? He's moving us past just being an acquaintance. What do you know about Jesus? He's all right? I don't want his back. He's better than good. He's great. He's awesome. He's magnificent. He's my Lord. He's my lover. He's my king. He's my lifeline. He's my rescue. My refuge. Yes. And so much more. Shall we go on? Oh, yes. Yeah, but listen, God is getting ready to promote us. It kind of won't see. For those whosoever will, whoever he who is and know he who is thirsty, come and drink of the fountain of life freely. God is getting ready to promote you to a deeper depth and a higher height in him. Not in bylaws, not in man's rules, but in him. Not by might nor by power, but by his spirit. In Jesus' name. And so, Father, we thank you. We thank you for reminding us tonight that you are looking for a people who are after your heart. Who really love you, that love you with more than just words, but with their very lives. Father, we thank you for your anointing being released tonight to take us closer, to look in the mirror, to give us the courage to cast our mess out into the deep in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we seal the things that you have released through this line tonight. We speak blessing over every household in Jesus' name. We decree and declare these things done. In Jesus' name, and by the seal of this blood, we call it done in faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, listen, that's my prayer. Why keep praying for me? We can do that and know that you are my force in prayer always. No weapon. I leave you with that. No one is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, you shall condemn. That is your heritage. That is your heritage from God. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Don't you forget it. I love you guys. Bye-bye.